Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ at beringfamily.org. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This is the fifth episode of Season 2, Benefit of the Doubt. Once a week, I take my kids to breakfast before then taking them to school. We are regulars at a Houston fixture called House of Pies, and no, we do not eat pie for breakfast. They have regular food. Each week, we go in, sit at the counter, where one of our regular waitresses just about asks us, like Alice or Florence Jean Castleberry, "You want the usual, folks?" Well, a few weeks ago, we sat down at the counter, and to our left, on the outside seat, sat an attractive, well-dressed woman. Little too well-dressed, in fact, for 6:30 a.m. at House of Pies. Her blonde hair was pulled back tight in a bun, like one of the band members in a Robert Palmer video. She had a stern look on her face, though not off-putting. She was simply serious. I could not help but notice, for all of the unusual things about her and surrounding her, the plate in front of her had the usual eggs and breakfast meat, but on a separate plate were three biscuit halves, each one slathered neatly with a different colored jelly. And the biscuit half with the orange marmalade on the bottom right of her biscuit triangle that she had formed, well, on that biscuit half was a toothpick sticking straight up out of it. Since toothpicks are only available up at the cash register, I deduced that she had to walk up to the register with intent, get a toothpick, and then come sit back down. I know, I should have been a detective. But all of those features, traits, and arrangements were not nearly as interesting as when she put her journal away that she had been writing in when we sat down, and then pulled out a coloring book and arranged her crayons in perfect spectrum order and symmetry, laid out in a line on the counter to her left. And as her food sat there getting cold, she meticulously colored a picture in her officially licensed coloring book from the movie Ice Age. Now, I wanted to share that story. It's an odd story, but I wanted to share it for a specific reason, but in no way to make fun of her. While a beautiful, well-dressed woman sitting at a breakfast counter coloring in a coloring book is not exactly something you see every day, as I reflected on that moment, all I could think about is that we all have a story. The temptation for many of us, whether with people we see in passing, but especially with those we know, is to fill in gaps in stories when we do not have all of the information. For example, someone at work didn't say hi to you this morning on the way into the office, and you make up reasons in your mind for why that happened. Are they mad at me? Did I do something wrong? And on the motives churn. But come to find out, they'd been thinking about something on the way to work that they had to write down immediately before they forgot. These times in our lives, when we fill in the blanks of the stories we encounter each day, can get us in trouble if we're not careful. My wife and I developed a habit years ago of asking each other, "Is this based on facts, or am I making up something in my mind?" Especially for those of us who are Christians, who strive to live by the teachings of Jesus, it is important that for our sake and for the sake of others, that we are willing to give the benefit of the doubt. One of the tough teachings of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 has to do with reconciling with those who may have something against you. But this takes forgiveness a step further, because Jesus asks us to be the kind of people who do not harbor anger at those we live around every day. And tell the truth, at least some of the anger we carry around is anger that we let fester and grow. Now, as a corrective, please do not hear Jesus' teaching here as a blanket statement that you should just put up with anyone and everyone. There are likely people in your life who are not good for you, who might even do you harm. So take care of yourself. You know the people who fill you with life and the people who suck the life out of you. Look for ways to be around the fillers more and the suckers less. Now, what I'm talking about here, and I think what Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount, is the difficult discipline of giving people the benefit of the doubt, especially when we do not have all the details. The coloring book lady at House of Pies is an easy example. But the hard part of this teaching is when we have to live it among those we see every day. And perhaps the hardest person to give the benefit of the doubt is the person you look at in the mirror every day. We'll find out more about the Bearing Drive Church of Christ at our website, bearingfamily.org, including our blog and sermons. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/bearingfamily.org and follow us on Twitter at Bearing Drive. And if you are in Houston, join us each Sunday morning to do more than listen and sing, but to be a part of a family who will love you and whom you will experience the joy of loving us as well. Grace and peace to you until we proclaim the Word of God together again.